What does the food industry say about these foods?
The food industry really considers this a pain in the neck, and I'm being tactful in my choice of words, because they don't gain any benefits whatsoever from serving genetically modified foods, and now they have to create two different brands, one to go to Europe and the rest of the world, and one to stay in the United States. They have to pay extra to do segregation. There's no traits that are out there that benefit them. The two major traits are herbicide tolerance. About 84% of the plants are herbicide tolerant, which means you have to buy the company's herbicide that sells you the seed. And about 20%, it creates its own pesticide. And there's a disease resistance in the papaya, zucchini, and crookneck squash, but that represents a tiny fraction. So the industry has been very upset by it. Of course, the biotech industry, they wanted to genetically modify 100% of the world's commercial seed supply and patent it. That was their goal. It still is their goal. But they're in a very vulnerable situation right now because the market is shrinking. And the U.S. consumers are becoming more aware of it. So it's a huge food fight right now.